Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980. Final hour of power underway right here. I don't think the Eagles by any means are unbeatable. Their defense is very good still. I don't think it's unbeatable, but it's very good still. And clearly, one should not expect the Cowboys to beat the Eagles and the Chiefs, even though both games are at home, in the span of 5 days. But they could, certainly, obviously, because the Eagles are challenged on offense. And I would just say this, that when a team is challenged on offense, and Cowboy B mentioned Saquon Barkley, still struggling a little bit, Jalen Hurts is a great postseason quarterback. He does not seem to be ever a great regular season quarterback, right? But Jeff Kerr, based in Philadelphia, and Jeff has done work with CBSSports.com for a long, long time, but I guess they let him go at the end of October. So he's a good follow, though. At Jeff Kerr, PHL, which stands obviously for Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts on third and fourth down this season, right? And everybody just assumes because of the tush push and the false starting and the cheating, if you will, that goes on that play, that the Eagles are unstoppable and impenetrable and this, that, and the other thing on third down and fourth down. But that's only if it's like third and one and a half, fourth and one, fourth and inches, what have you. But Kerr puts up these numbers about Jalen Hurts. On third and fourth down this season, 68% as a passer for 696 yards. Now, again, this is third and fourth down. Three touchdowns, no interceptions, a 9.3 yards per attempt, 110.8 rating, which is first in the NFL on third and fourth down as a passer. That's right. They don't quarterback sneak, tush push, brotherly shove all the time. Kerr also notes, Hurts is also second in the NFL in yards per attempt. I told you at 9.3. So that's second overall in the NFL on third and fourth down as a passer in yards per attempt. And facing the blitz this season, so if you come after him, 68.4%, 840 passing yards, 11 touchdowns, one interception, and 8.6 yards per attempt, and a 128.8 rating, which is first in the NFL. I mean, again, they put up pedestrian stats, pedestrian numbers. They really do. They really, really, really do. The Eagles are not explosive. And they just, I don't want to say they never have been in the regular season, because obviously they were at times last year, but it was because of Saquon Barkley. But they are much more of a grinded out, kind of bump, up and down type, like Sunday night, right? I didn't get to see the game because I was dealing with the Commanders mess, and, you know, I was in Madrid and all that. But, you know, what I've seen so far is that game's won more because of their defense, obviously, at 16-9. But Hurts, 14 of 28, that's 50%. 135, that's obviously not good. No touchdowns, no picks, a 63-8 rating. Saquon did run for 83. A.J. Brown, as a caller mentioned, targeted 11 times, but only 7 catches for 49 yards against an improved Detroit defense. Philadelphia should not scare anybody offensively in the regular season, even with some of the great numbers that I gave you about Jalen Hurts on third and fourth down and against the blitz. But if they get it together, which they seemingly do come towards playoff time and in the playoffs, where Jalen Hurts seems to be out of this world for the most part when it comes to playoff performance, watch out. Now, I mean, there was a Monday night playoff game against Tampa Bay like 2 years ago that he wasn't very good in. But for the most part, Jalen Hurts has been really good in the playoffs. I think we kind of know that. For the most part. So it's Philadelphia, it's kind of a matter of when you get them, right? And can they turn that switch on in the playoffs? Or does it happen before the end of the playoffs and the Commanders have to play them twice in the final 3 weeks? And maybe, just maybe, that is a good thing for them. Or maybe, and this is what I wanted to kind of touch on here, and then we'll get back to the calls. Maybe it's a good thing for Dan Quinn and this defense. If you think about it, right? We mentioned this, I think, yesterday, or maybe I mentioned it with Linnell last night on Lynn Overtime on the Fan. Dan Quinn's got an opportunity with this defense until you get to at least the first Philadelphia game, which is December 20th in the late afternoon or evening, Saturday, at Northwest Stadium before Christmas, to really crank up the band and really essentially show that Joe Witt was like some kind of village idiot, even though he wasn't. And here's what I mean by that. The Commanders, who are on bye this week, took on a very, very, very inconsistent, capable but inconsistent Dolphin offense. They did a pretty good job against Jalen Waddle. They struggled a little bit against Evan Achane. They did a good job against Tua. Tua is very inconsistent. I'm not going to say he sucks, but Tua's not my guy. He never was, never will be. I would never have paid him that money, but whatever. But Miami, Denver comes in off their bye. Their offense is very spotty, and they just lost their top running back, J.K. Dobbins. Then you go to Minnesota. They are right now a debacle in terms of their offense. J.J. McCarthy struggling, right? Their offensive line isn't very good. Even though you have Justin Jefferson and J.J. and Jordan Addison probably light up that Commanders defense, I mean, you got to have somebody to get them the ball, right? So who knows? Maybe the Commanders can hang in there and acquit themselves pretty well. Again, the Broncos are on bye this week as well. So they come in, just like the Commanders, very rested to next Sunday night at 9-2, winners of 8 in a row. But then you have, again, the Vikings in Minnesota against the Commanders. And, you know, again, barring anything changing, you have J.J. McCarthy, who's been struggling as the quarterback. The Vikings are 4-6 right now. Then you have the Giants on the road. Will it be Jackson Dart? Will it be Jameis Winston? I don't know. Then you have, if you're the Commanders, 2 games in the final 3 weeks against the Eagles. The one at home that we just mentioned. Then Dallas short week Christmas Day afternoon at home. And then at Philadelphia on the road. The point being is it could serve to wake up the Eagles, yes, and get them going right in time for the playoffs. But it could also, theoretically, be the continuation of a resurgence from this Commanders defense. Why? Not because the Commanders are all of a sudden going to get really good on defense. Not because all of a sudden Dan Quinn unlocked some sort of play calling key. Not because Joe Witt was a village idiot and didn't know what he was doing. But because of the level of opponent. I mean, Dan Quinn took over, whether by choice or not, at the right time. Miami? Denver? After the bye? Minnesota? The Giants? And then Philadelphia at home. Inconsistent regular season offense. Dallas, explosive offense. Philadelphia to end out the year on the road. Inconsistent regular season offense. There's a good chance here that the Commanders, in their final, six games? Yeah, right? Yeah. In their final six games, they could do pretty well defensively in five out of those six games. There's a chance. Good chance. Maybe it's four out of six. I don't know. I mean, I don't see them winning more than two games tops. I find it to be very hard to see three wins out of the final six here. And if it's two wins, then they're at five wins for the year, and they finish 5-12, the exact opposite of last regular season. And that likely would land a top six, top seven pick. If it's six wins, that hurts the draft pick, but I guess it's theoretically 6-11 is better than 5-12. And maybe the arrow is pointing up not only defensively, but also that means Jaden Daniels came back with four or five games left, whatever it is, and played reasonably well. So that's the scenario that I'm kind of interested in seeing how it plays out. I don't know how it will play out. I don't see more than two wins for this team the rest of the way. It would surprise me, not shock me, if they won three and got to six wins overall. And obviously that's problematic too, because that hurts your draft pick status. What do you see? Do you think Dan Quinn took over this defense right at the right time? Do you think that he looked at the window of opportunity and said, some pedestrian offense is coming up. I'm going to take over and I'm going to make myself look really good. Or do you think it was just, hey, man, I gotta change something. And Joe's a great guy and he's still going to help me and I'm not firing him. And he's still essentially the defensive coordinator, but I'm mixing things up. And I'm firing a salvo. How do you see that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy, Paulie, next up. What up, Paulie? How are you? Paulie? Is Paulie there? Knock, knock, knocking on Paulie's door. Oh, there he is. There he is.
Russell, man.
Yeah, we got you now.
Man? Hail to the W. How you doing, man?
Did I do something wrong there?
No, I think Paulie just muted us.
That was me, man. I had a lot of background noise that was kind of vulgar for the radio, so
Yeah,
I try to do the responsible thing, and I get you fine.
I hear you. Thank you, Paulie. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm always thinking about you,
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes.
But
Yeah, do you think Do you think of me late at night when you're doing the 2:37 shift?
Pause. 2:37 shift. Nah, man, I got too many calls and too much conversation going on to think about you.
Okay.
We actually talk real football.
Oh, okay.
Not about a media deal that makes that doesn't even concern anybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's only people care about that is people who like to stir the pot like you, mm-hmm. and a person who has a vendetta against a player like Sabah.
Right.
You know, well,
wait a second. When you're accusing me of stirring the pot, not a vendetta, but if I'm stirring the pot, I want this duly noted, right, that we're doing this on November 19th, Year of Our Lord style, 2025. On May 19th or May 29th, if something happens, I want you to call up, and you do this sometimes, I want you to call up and say, Rufio, whatever the hell you call me, you are correct, as always.
Hey man, I'm a stand-up guy. I ain't got no problem doing that. And like you say, I do it sometimes.
Okay.
But I do it all the time when I'm wrong. But this is not nothing. The man, look, I didn't even call to talk about this. I want to answer Dan Quinn's question. But let me say this. The man put in his press release that football comes first. He put that in there for a reason.
Yes.
For people like you and Sabah, football comes first. So he's telling you right there.
Well, he knows he's got to say that, though, because otherwise it's kind of a bad look.
He's not a man. He's not a man of his word.
I'm not saying that, but he knows he's got to say
that. He strikes you as a person that's not a man of his word.
And then
he adds his teammates into it also. So this is not going to just benefit me. You know, I'm doing this to help out some of my teammates who might not get this type of exposure thing, like a title, badass Deontish. I'm pretty sure Campbell Soup wasn't saying, man, we got to get that Tyler Deontish guy. Man, he's pretty good.
That's fair, Paul. No. You're right. That's fair.
The ball from Jaden.
You're right.
Yeah, okay. But let me answer this Dan Quinn question.
I'll give you credit on that. I didn't think about that element of it. That's fair.
Let me answer this Dan Quinn question. No, he had to do this, man. Because it was starting, you could see it was starting to affect the players. The morale of the players too. You know, Joe Witt was in over his head. This was his first opportunity to run a team like this, and he didn't have any players to run the team like this, and he didn't know how to play to the weaknesses or the strengths of his players, which was kind of crazy because I thought he did a good job of that in his first year. Because the defense wasn't good last year, but I thought he did a good job of knowing what the weaknesses was on his defense and what he had to do to, okay, we might not be able to stop a team, you know, throughout the whole course of the game, but as long as I can get a couple of stops here, then I can make and the offense can get some points on the board. We can work with that. But it's complementary football. And the offense struggled also struggled this year too. So it came to the point where we really needed the defense to carry the offense until they can get it together, but they couldn't do it, and it was just a snowball effect. But Quinn had to do this, man. But you see the difference in that game, and I'm not just saying as far as the points that were scored or anything like that, but you see the uniform of the team. You didn't see people running into each other. You know what I mean? You seen him making different calls on third downs, different type of blitzes. You know, you seen a more professional and experienced defensive game plan. You really felt like they had a game plan. I never felt that all year long with Joe Witt. Like, what are we trying to take away? I said this before. I only felt like that in one game, and that was the first game of the season. And you can see that they said, we're not going to let Malik Nabers beat us. But they had all offseason to come up with that game plan. But week by week, Joe Witt couldn't do that. He didn't do that. He didn't say, we're going to take this player away, or we're not going to let this one player beat us. You know, everybody was beating us. Every player on the offense was beating us. So, yeah, man. Hey, and let me add this about the Eagles. You know what the Eagles are doing? What the Eagles do? They have the capability to be an explosive team because they got their weapons. You know, they got the receivers, they got the tight ends, they got the running back, they got the offensive line, and they got a damn good quarterback. But what the Eagles do is play Joe Gibbs football, man. Just Joe Gibbs football. You establish a physical presence first, And that's, you know, getting your running game and stuff going. And I know Saquon Barkley is not having the type of year he had last year. I mean, that's kind of not impossible, but it was a stretch to have back-to-back years like he had. But they still, you know, they establish a physical presence, offense and defense, and then you open up your offense as the season goes along, especially late in the season. And especially when you have the weapons to do it. You know, they got Brown, they got Smith, they got Barkley, they got Goddard. You know what I mean? And they got a solid offensive line. So what the Eagles do is play Joe Gibbs football, and I respect them for that, man. As far as the Cowboys go, it don't matter what the Cowboys do. It matters if that Prescott is gonna choke it up in the playoffs, if they make it to the playoffs. And that's what happens every year with them, man. It ain't about the team. It ain't about the offense. It ain't about the defense. It's about Dak Prescott.
Period. There you go.
Is Dak Prescott going to get his panties out of a bunch and play like a grown man in the playoffs? That's all it is to
you,
man.
All right, Paulie.
I take that off the air, man. Off the air, man. I love you, man. Hail to the W.
Love you too, Paulie. Paulie's thinking about Dak and his panties in a bunch. How about them apples, huh? Time out on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. I got some thoughts on Dan Quinn. And as well, I want to get to something on the Wizards after 3:30. Less than 10 minutes or so away, right here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.